and welcome to the UK Gamers Podcast. Well, this show is going to be mostly dedicated to computer gaming because I haven't spent as much time on that as I would have liked. However, let's get some miniatures and other games news out the way first. Heavy Gear, very nice looking game, kind of a battle techie style thing. I think it's officially sort of almost 15 mil in scale. Looks very good. If you want to find out more about it, right now is a really good time to go over to Beasts of War. They've got a Heavy Gear week, and that looks really good. And this is coming on the back of a very good 40K 6th Edition week. So if you're into 40K, go check it out for that as well. 6th Edition, to me, is looking better, and from talking to people, is sounding better. I'm still not 100% convinced it's good enough for me to go back. I think my 40K days are way behind me now. I still like the idea of playing second edition, but I can never quite work up the enthusiasm to actually do it. But, you know, never say never. Mantic, obviously, done very well with Warpath and Kings of War. Looks like they're bringing out a new board game-y type thing to go along with the Dwarf King's Hold and all that. And it seems to be, for want of a better word, speedball in space. It'd be interesting to see if it is just basically speedball, which I am quite aware was a sci-fi space sort of based game anyway. Could be interesting, so definitely one to keep an eye out on. Bushido, lots of new stuff for them, particularly with the new Indiegogo campaign that's just finished. Really looking forward to getting hold of my stuff from that. But I'm also keen to get hold of some of the new figures. It's a really good game. I believe there is a proper rulebook in the works, but I wouldn't hold your breath on that. They've got a lot going on over there, and more news when and as that happens, I guess. Now, on the computer gaming side, there's been all sorts of rumours. The new PlayStation and the new 360, dubbed the 720. Be interesting to hear about that. I don't like some of the rumours regarding trying to stop second-hand games and maybe no disc drives. I hope those rumours prove to be false. But be interesting to see what actually shakes out. New Metal Gear Solid possibly in the works. Who knows? MGS5. Possibly a new version of the PlayStation 3 as well, a new slim model, some leaked pictures which could be very good fakes or the actual product. And Battlefield, possibly a version 4 in the works, who can tell? Now, in addition, Mass Effect 3's got a load of new DLC coming by the looks of it, some of it multiplayer and possibly some of it expanding your game, which could be good. And, of course, the new ending DLC has been out for a while now, and in fact you've probably been able to play all the way through to see what that actually does to the game. And that's what I'm going to be talking about, Mass Effect. I'm going to be talking about Mass Effect 1, 2 and 3, my opinion of each, a couple of pointers, what was good, what was bad and all that good stuff. So, spoiler alert, I might give away stuff, so if you've not played any of them, you might want to play them first, just in case I accidentally spoil it for you by mistake. So anyway, I'll catch you after the break.
Quick, shut that door, man.
As if that's going to stop it.
Look, it's not my fault the Elder Sign didn't work.
That's because it's shaped like a star.
No, it's shaped like a tree.
Star!
Tree!
Star! Well, it's too late now. We're the last ones.
What about Lady Hetherington?
She set on fire, then exploded.
And Father O'Leary?
He plucked out his own eyeballs and ate them.
Damn. I wish I'd visited YoggSothoth.com more often.
YoggSothoth.com?
Yes, you know, that Call of Cthulhu website. Jolly useful. It's got forums, news, even interviews with the great, and the undead.
Oh, I do wish you hadn't said that.
Oh, my lord! Stay away from me, you horror! No!
Well, you'll not take me! What? No! Please, no!
The Yogg Radio, a Cthulhu podcast from YoggSothoth.com.
Hello and welcome back. Right, well, Mass Effect, I think it's an absolute brilliant series, some really epic stuff, and I really, really, seriously, really enjoyed Mass Effect 1. I absolutely loved it, and based on the Mass Effect 1 experience, I bought into Mass Effect 2 and 3. Now, Mass Effect 1 for me is a 10 out of 10. It's got brilliant replay. Well, possibly a 9.5 out of 10. Lots of replay. You can play as male, as female, good and bad, various choices, and so on and so forth. It's absolutely awesome. You've got the corporate shenanigans going on, all the little secret dealings and backstabbing and secret projects and all that, which gives you a really great idea of this seedy corporate world where they've all got their secrets, they're all fighting against each other, they're all trying to obey the rules but bend them, and some corporations are just outright breaking the rules. You've also got racial tensions between the various races. I mean, you're coming off the back of the humans being at war with the Taurians, the Krogans putting down the Rachni and all that. And it just feels like it's a powder keg ready to explode. All sorts of stuff could or does go wrong. You've also got this secret, shady, kind of pro-human factions going on. And it really gave me that sort of Babylon 5, Deep Space Nine vibe, which to me is a good thing. I know some people don't like them. I really like DS9 and Babylon 5. And in particular, I really like this... You know, if you play through several times, you get to hear about this secret organisation called Cerberus, and you think, oh, they're going to do something really good with that. And I really, really enjoyed it. You've got that real gut-wrenching choice towards the end of the game where, you know, do you keep Rex alive or not? Do you keep one of your team members alive or not, Caden or Ash? Some really good stuff. You've also got the ability to chat one of your crewmates up. And I think the story's good, the gameplay's pretty good. Now, there are some downsides. When you first get on a planet, it is quite tedious to aim at someone, shoot your cannon, and it misses, because although the cursor is on them, the cannon can't depress that far. If they'd sorted that out, I actually think roaming around the planet's not too bad. I actually quite enjoy it. The missions are quite varied. And, you know, you've got a real sense of exploring, and there's lots of great achievements. So it's really, really good. Managing your inventory can be a bit of a pain. Once you've played through a couple of times, though, it becomes very easy. You just melt everything down to Omnigel that you don't think you're going to need. I tend to go for the two rounds, you know, the anti-shields or the I'm going to burn you to death stuff. Really good. Can't praise it enough. I think it's brilliant. The graphics are good enough. They have the odd little weak point, but I remember when it first came out, it was a totally different look to sci-fi, and it was really, really good. As I say, awesome. Absolutely awesome game. If you've got an Xbox, you've got to have it. Unfortunately, I believe it's not available for any other platform, which is a bit of a disaster. It's possibly on the PC. So if you've got a PC or an Xbox, you can probably play Mass Effect 1. And in my opinion, it is the best game in the series. Now, some people found it a bit RPG heavy, and the inventory management was a bit clunky in exploring the planet. So there were some bits which, as I say, weren't perfect. But to me, they, you know, they weren't that big a problem. But they were addressed for Mass Effect 2. Now, Mass Effect 2, I think... you know, when you get past some of its weak points, is really good. So maybe an 8 out of 10. It's got some pretty good replay. I've probably replayed Mass Effect 1 about twice as much as I've replayed Mass Effect 2. But Mass Effect 2 you can play through again as male and female, good and bad and all that. But I find it a little bit harder to play through Mass Effect 2 compared to Mass Effect 1. Now, I'd say it's a poor version of Mass Effect, but still good. It's still worth having, still worth playing. However, there are some bits that really wind me up about it, and that's me maybe being a bit petty. Let's get the good stuff out of the way. The shooting is pretty good. The cover system's pretty good. Some of the new characters are really good. Some of the story's good, and it's an epic idea. It's really good. You know, this idea that you're going to take down the collectors, and, you know, it's a mission where some of you might not come back, or all of you might not come back. Absolutely brilliant idea. However, the bad things. First of all, you start off with Shepard being killed. Why? Okay, yeah, I can understand, have the Normandy blown up, have Shepard blown out into space, but maybe have them recovered a few days or weeks later in a really bad condition near death. But to actually kill them, I mean, bleh? Why? Why just, bleh. Anyway, once you get past that, I suppose it's not all that bad, but to me it's just stupid. But then who do you get revived by, and who are you working with? Cerberus? Really? Seriously? Have you played Mass Effect 1? Why the hell would you do that? Again, you can get past it, and it does result in some interesting bits in the game, but again, to me, another bad choice. The RPG elements have been reduced. I mean, yeah, there are still little quests to go around and chat to people, but it's starting to go a bit more shooty. But, you know, still pretty good game. Right up till you actually get to take on the collectors. And what really annoyed me about that is The Reaper. A giant human robot? Come on. Why? I can understand you using humans to make a new Reaper, but why have it looking like a giant human robot? I mean, it puts me in mind of a game. What was it now? Was it Turrican? Where you have a giant robot shooting... I mean, no. Didn't work for me. It was a real, like, what? Really? Sounds like a cool idea, but in actual fact is rubbish. As you can see, very opinionated about this. Let's do some good bits. Some of the new characters were great. Morden and Thane I really enjoyed, and the development of the Mass Effect 1 characters was really, really good. So overall, as I say, an 8 out of 10, maybe a 9 on a good day. I've played through it several times. I don't enjoy playing through it as much as I do Mass Effect 1. Looking after your inventory in some ways, you know, can be a bit of a pain, but that's what RPGs are about. So it's definitely a move towards what people have called COD Mass Effect. So, you know, pretty good. Let's get on to Mass Effect 3. You may see where this is going. Mass Effect 3, in many ways, is awful. In parts. It is, to me, a 3D shooter with a hint of RPG. It's gone even further than Mass Effect 2. What I don't like are the cheap boss battles or cheap battles where you get swarmed from all sorts of directions, and those Banshees combined with the Marauder's shields are just so cheap, it's unreal. You know, the Banshees strip all your shields, and then the blasted evil Taurians shoot the bejesus out of you. I found it a little bit frustrating at times. I mean, it's not impossible. I also don't like the fact that on some levels you're meant to actually do something and you just get swarmed by repeating enemies endlessly. For example, right near the end when you're on Earth trying to take down a Reaper, if you can run to the missile and set it off, even if you're surrounded by about 20 guys, they all magically just disappear. And if you stay where you are trying to kill everyone, you never do it because they just teleport in more guys. So to me, it just felt a bit cheap and a bit, oh, let's make it epic. And didn't work for me. This is meant to be Mass Effect, not Call of Duty. So, yeah, I was a bit frustrated at times by the game. I also didn't like the fact that they didn't make opportunities to use Mass Effect 1 and Mass Effect 2 to inform Mass Effect 3 as much as they could. The Rachni, for example, a bit lame. Why no face-off with Harbinger? I mean, you get to take out, I think it's 2, maybe 3 other Reapers, but you never get to go head-to-head with Harbinger, the kind of big battle, because, you know, part 1, you take on the big boss, Saren and his crony. Mass Effect 2, you get to take on the Collectors and discover that actually Harbinger's behind it all along. In Mass Effect 3, no closure there. Bit rubbish, in my opinion. More new characters. Why didn't you just use the Mass Effect 1 and Mass Effect 2 people? Why have you introduced new people? Also, you've got a reporter on your ship. Why is it Diana Allers? Why is it not Emily Wong? All sorts of little irritating things, which are not that big a deal, let's be honest. After all, this is a game. But it's just like, why? Why? Why are you making it more complex? Why are you making it more difficult for yourselves? Why aren't you just using the assets you already have? You know, the Ash character being updated to look a lot more sexy and all that. I don't have a big problem with that. It's new technology. You can do great stuff. But, you know, do we really need the Jersey Shore stuff to be going on with Mass Effect? Not really. But, you know, lots of little bits to kind of whine about. I will come back to the endings. Because, yeah, I don't like the endings. So, what can we do, hey? What is good? I think the scanning is the best of all. You just fly around, set off your scan, find something. That seems much more sci-fi to me. And in addition, if you're in a Reaper-controlled zone, that can go horribly wrong for you. So that's good. And I do feel a friend of mine was saying, when you've been chased by the Reapers, a bit of Benny Hill music would have made it more fun. That was a little downside, but I liked the idea of it. It was really good. I also liked the Geth Quarian mission, where you get to decide, do you go with Geth, do you go with Quarian, do you try and get both of them to be friendly? That's pretty good. The Krogan Genophage bit with Morden, really well done. The multiplayer, I haven't really had a play with it, but I've been around my mates and he's nuts for it. I think the multiplayer was good. I'm not sure it was needed, but it is pretty good. The idea of uniting the galaxy was good, and the way you have to go around and try and bang these stupid aliens and humans' heads together and try and get them to do it. It was great. And this kind of on the run from the Reapers, and, you know, it's like, you've got to win or everyone is dead. Not just humans or you, everyone in the galaxy, with the exception of the really backward aliens who haven't developed yet. I really like that. So, really, really good. However, let's get on to beating up Mass Effect 3 again. The no save import actually means a lot of the choices that you're assumed to have made were bad. For example, when I first played through Mass Effect 3, I didn't import any of my saves. And a lot of the things I'm thinking, so you mean as the default option you decided this happened? How rubbish is that? So I didn't like the fact that, you know, they didn't do that. I would have thought maybe they could have made some of the choices based on whether you've got a good Paragon or Renegade score or somewhere in the middle, and they could actually on the fly decide, oh, well, this guy's really Paragon, so he would have made this choice in Mass Effect 1 or Mass Effect 2, or she would have made this choice. But there you go. So that's another little thing I forgot to mention. But the endings. Well, I'm glad to say I refused to play Mass Effect 3. In fact, I believe I actually only bought it once they announced the new endings. I really, really did not like the cop-out endings. In particular, right up to days, I think, before the game was released, oh, this is going to be brilliant, all these things are going to happen, blah, blah, blah. It's not going to be a simple case of A, B, or C ending. And what did we get? An A, B, or C ending. So there was all, of course, a big hoo-ha about that, and a lot of people saying, oh, but it was gamer's choice, or rather the game developer's choice. Artistic integrity, blah, they shouldn't retcon the endings. Well, yes, they should. I've bought Mass Effect 1 and Mass Effect 2. I've poured hours into both, weeks, in fact. I mean, Mass Effect 1, I think I had multiple saves of something ridiculous, like 30, 40 hours each. And I had, you know, male and female, Paragon, and maybe 10 saves. You know, talking about 400 hours just on one game. Then Mass Effect 2, a bit less, maybe 200. So 600 hours in, and suddenly you give me the finger. Great. Not too happy about it. Now, what should they have done with the ending? Well, there should have been more options, in my opinion, and there should have been a totally different endpoint. First of all, happy ending. Yeah, some people are like, how can you expect a happy ending? Well, there should still be one. This is, after all, Mass Effect, where you can pull off the impossible. So I think there should have been a happy ending. Maybe everyone's alive and we win. We beat the Reapers. I think in a straight-up ship-to-ship battle, probably not. Might have to have something else going on. But yeah, you basically win. You can have a bittersweet ending. Maybe Shepard's the only one who dies. Or, you know, Shepard lives but his love interest dies or something like that. But again, we still win. It then gets a bit tricky what you do about the other endings. You can have a tragic ending where quite a lot of people die. Maybe you have a partial victory. We see them off and, you know, we know they're going to be coming back, something like that. I don't know. We can have a fail where basically everyone dies. The galaxy's still fighting. I don't know, something like that. And then a total wipeout thing, which is what's in the new ending DLC, where we lose, the Reapers harvest us all, and all that's left is a Liara VI to tell us what's happening, and maybe in your cycle something's going to happen. I think that's what they should have done. They should have gone from total failure, total success, and all variants in between. That would have been a really good ending, but, you know, that's water under the bridge. I also think when it comes to the endings, there probably should have just been two choices. You either choose to destroy or control the Reapers, and basically you either succeed or you fail based on happy, bittersweet, tragic, failure, wipeout. I'm not sure about the synthesis engine. It seems a bit too space magic as it's been dubbed. The indoctrination theory, I would have liked that maybe to have been put a bit more strongly into the game. You know, to end Mass Effect 3 the way they did, I think was pretty poor. So really, when it comes to scoring it, I mean, if I'm generous, a 6 out of 10. It's got some really good bits. As a 3D shooter sci-fi game, it's pretty damn good. As a Mass Effect game, not so good. So I really don't know how I feel about Mass Effect 3. I've played it through once, and do I really want to play through it again? Do I really want to play through it both as my male and my female Shepard, and as my Paragon, and as my Renegade, and as all my other options? then I've got all the problems of when I do import it, is it going to mangle their face? Is it going to muck everything up like I've heard happens? So, yeah. Very, very disappointed, I have to say. Do I think it's worth it? I think if you can buy it cheap, yeah, get it. I mean, 20 quid, buy it. It's good. 70 plus for a collector's edition? No, it's not worth that. And in many ways, what I would have liked to have seen is Mass Effect 3 to end where Shepard sits down next to Anderson and he tells him he did good. Then you've got a very sort of what I would call thing ending where they're there dying. Now, you would have had to tag a little bit on the end there for, you know, what happens. So he sits down, the catalyst activates, and then you either destroy or control the Reapers, and you have your various endings where Shepard and his crew either live or die. That, to me, would have been a better ending. The little, well, to paraphrase some of the quotes I've seen of that, yo, dude, to stop you killing off synthetics or being killed by synthetics, I've invented synthetics to come along and kill you so you're safe from synthetics. I mean, what the hell? Whoever was writing that, I'm sorry. I could see where you were going with it. I could see the idea. Didn't work. The new DLC has made it a lot more palatable, but it's still bad. I'm sorry. I like to fancy myself as a writer, and I like to think I could do better. And I think a lot of people out there would agree with me that we could have done better. This is Mass Effect 3. We've played it over years, for many hours, for three games. And if you bought, like me, the collector's editions for all three, that's a lot of money, and you've then ruined it in the last minute. They often say about screenplays, you can write a two-hour film and everyone will love it, but if you get the last 5 minutes wrong, everyone will slag it off and never want to go and see it. And that's sort of what you've done with Mass Effect 3. So put me in the angry, disgruntled fan. Now, you might say, oh, but he wants a happy ending. What was he expecting? I didn't expect a happy ending. I would have just liked there to have been a choice for it. However, I can see why they didn't think a happy ending was the right choice. I mean, it's grim. How are you going to take on these massive ancient bots? Well, isn't that what we're doing? We're going around uniting the whole galaxy, and we're like the best hope, and we're humans. It's the first time they've ever come across it. And, you know, there was a lot of hype and bad delivery. So, yeah. That's my opinion of Mass Effect 3. Well, as you can see, that was a very quick show. And that's because I want to get this out there, because it's been a long time since the last one. Now, you may remember a few weeks back, I did actually have trouble with my show disappearing off the server for a bit. I've managed to sort that out. It was a problem with one of my cards. The details went wrong, so my payments didn't work. So I have actually paid to rent the server for a limited time. However, what I've decided is my shows are getting bigger and bigger gaps in between them, so I'm pretty much going to shut the show down. So having really had a good rant at you and got you all riled up, the show as it is at the moment is going to be shut down for a bit. It may reappear, and I will post details on the Board Game Geek Guild for that. But for the meantime, I hope you've enjoyed I believe this is the 21st show, so I hope you've enjoyed all 21 shows. And maybe I'll catch you another time. So till then, happy gaming.